At the 2012 Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I am visiting with Steve Peterson with Monsanto. And Steve, first of all, Monsanto is one of the major sponsors here of the CUTC. Why is that, and what do you think about the importance of this type of a conference?
Well, we think this is we really appreciate what the corn growers and what they do for this, and really adding value, what we've seen is a lot of new technology here that has the attempt to add value for our corn growers. And that's what Monsanto is all about. If our corn growers are successful and have additional markets, it's very good and beneficial for us also.
Well, I know you're on the program here, and we'll be speaking in a new uses section session on corn stover. And I guess we're hearing a lot more about using some other types of feedstock for different purposes. What are some of the things that you'll be speaking about?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the sustainable harvest of corn stover. We started a project about 5 years ago working in to understand, can we harvest stover? How do we handle it? How do we transport it? How do we store it? And how do we process it? And some of those uses, because we were getting feedback from our growers that, you know, as you approach that 180 to 200 bushel level, the residue on the ground starts impacting whether you grow continuous corn. And we've got a lot of growers and their ethanol plants and other corn users that they'd like to grow corn after corn after corn, and we'd like to help them do that. And through this process, we've been able to really identify how much stover you can remove. What are some of the factors that impact it as soil slope, soil type, harvest methods, previous tillage methods, looking at other things. And we've come to the conclusion that, yes, you can sustainably harvest stover. And now we're looking at, what do we do with it? What's the best use for it? And working with some of our partners on cattle feeding operations, actually treating corn stover and really upgrading it for to replace corn and hay in cattle diets.
With the type of seed technology that you have in the market, bringing to the market, is some of the work you're doing in that area kind of keeping in mind the uses we might have for the stover as well?
Well, and really our primary motivation on this, though, is we Monsanto's publicly stated that we are going to double corn yields by the year 2030. And when we're having issues with residue at 160 and 70 bushel an acre, what are those issues going to be like when that yield is doubled? Because as you double yield, you double the amount of residue in that field. So really, what we're about is trying to add value. Can we make that a valuable product, a co-product, instead of a byproduct that we've got to get rid of and either, you know, by additional tillage or other methods of really getting rid of the stover?
What kind of feedback do you have from your customers in this area in terms of what they're doing now, what they are seeing from some of the work that you're doing? How much adoption do you think we currently have? What's the future potential of that?
I think the educational impact of this is huge. A lot of growers, they look at it, and just in my history, you know, when I graduated from Iowa State in 1975, the average yield in Iowa was 75 bushel an acre, and now it's 175. And the issues with residue and stover have changed dramatically, especially as these yields have increased. So we're looking at ways to really... If we can educate the grower that removing some of that stover is a good thing. Also, cover crops is another thing that we really are starting to look at as a way to manage some of the erosion potential, some of the water quality issues that we see on stover removal. So there's going to be, it's an evolving process, and we're trying to keep ahead of that evolution as it goes forward.
For people who might want more information about what you're doing in this area, where might they go look? Where could we point them to?
Any of your Monsanto representatives, we're updating them continuously on what we're doing in this arena. And we want to get that process out in front of our growers. There'll be a lot of meetings coming up this fall and winter where we will be highlighting residue management, especially in continuous corn. We just feel that's where we need to focus this for now, and especially in the I states. You know, we're looking at those Midwestern states. You get into the Western Corn Belt, and you have some other issues with water retention and wind and other things on soil erosion. So it's primarily in that southern Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana areas that we're really looking at Stover harvest.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Steve Peterson with Monsanto. He is one of our presenters here at the 2012 CUTC, and Monsanto is also one of the big sponsors here. We appreciate their support. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.